USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A 14-member NTSB team of investigators has arrived at the site of Saturday's deadly Amtrak derailment in a remote part of northern Montana. It killed three people, five people injured, still hospitalized. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she is backing the boosters for those who work in high-risk environments because millions of Americans are not vaccinated and those frontline workers need to be protected.
That includes people in homeless shelters, people in group homes, people in prisons.
Democrats have been saying that Republicans just simply did not want police reform and that's why it's failed for now on Capitol Hill. But Republican Senator Tim Scott says the push for police reform failed because Democrats were fighting to actually defund the police. Scott also saying nationalizing local police issues is something he just couldn't get behind. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A funeral was held for 22-year-old Gabby Petito on New York's Long Island today. She's the woman who disappeared and was later found dead after going on a trip across country with her fiancé, Brian Laundry. Meanwhile, search crews from more than a dozen agencies have been back in a swampland in South Florida looking for Laundry, who's still on the run.
Agencies are issuing search warrants for data, whether it be social media or some other investigative means.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says orders he issued are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in his state. He spoke on Fox News Sunday, the Republican governor saying the Biden administration has left Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled on the federal level. He says the Haitian migrants wouldn't have been in the situation they were in if the administration was upholding immigration laws. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Authors of the book Peril, which has been out now for just about a week, say there was never anything behind former President Trump's claims of the 2020 election being stolen. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Bob Woodward and Robert Costa said people around Trump knew his claims were false and that he got into arguments with many people in the days before that January riot. Costa said Trump still wants to be in power. He's still spreading the false message, according to Costa, of wrongdoing in that 2020 election. And Woodward said the difference between the Nixon and Trump eras is only that Nixon faded from the public eye while Trump is still at the forefront.
These rallies don't get a ton of coverage, but he's out there with this Churchillian-type language. We'll never surrender. We'll never give in, whipping up thousands of people across the country.
That's Robert Costa speaking. Peril already making news when excerpts were released a week ago that indicated the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley, had made unauthorized phone calls to his Chinese counterpart to assure him that Trump didn't have plans to attack Beijing as part of his efforts to stay in power. The NFL's Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker kicking a 66-yard field goal as the Ravens beat the Lions on Sunday 19-17. That was a new record for the longest field goal, 2 yards better than the previous record of 64 yards set by Matt Prater. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.